personal freedom, bio-individual health, mindset, lifestyle, movement, relationships, happiness. Join me on the journey of optimizing your reality into a happy, healthy, and more fulfilling life. My name is Gary Tirola, and this is Optimize Your Life.
What's happening, beautiful people? I'm back with a solo cast. The reason for this actually was I was waiting online for a call. The call was late, and I thought, why not jump on here quickly and share a few words and thoughts and activations of wisdom, which I don't take lightly when I say the word wisdom, because it's definitely information and education and learnings that I've been able to integrate from masters who've been able to integrate from their masters and integrate from their masters. And I find wisdom is misinterpreted in the world today. Wisdom is merely truth that has been handed over generation over generation over generation. And wisdom is there for everyone to embody, should they be willing to absorb it, should they be willing to receive it, should they be willing to be aware enough to see it all around us. You see, life is about enjoyment. Life is about desire. Life is about having fun. These all sound super simple words, but it's in the simpleness of life that we find the wisdom. It's in the simpleness of life that we find the enjoyment, the joy, the fulfillment, the far-reaching energetic within us that makes us that incredible human being. You know, there's not many animals out there that have a second part of their name as being. Human being. Yet we are doing so much. We are trying to attain so much. We're trying to set strategies and write to-do lists and do all these things to try and attain that thing. Yet while we are trying to accomplish these to-do lists, we are losing ourselves in the misery, in the frustration, in the irritation of having to show up to do the to-do list, which are all these things that we do not like doing. To attain a goal that we dream of. And the reason we want to attain that goal that we dream of is because of that emotional state that we believe that we are going to experience once we usher in that new goal. Let me say that again. The only reason we are chasing a certain goal is because of the emotional side effect that we believe we are going to attain when we reach that goal. So let me give you an example. You might have the goal of building the most epic business, netting $1 million a year. And this business might incorporate 5 team members and you traveling to a different country every 3 months. This goal is an amazing goal to set a strategy towards, right? Yet this goal is only there because you may believe that when you reach that version of success, in inverted commas, that you will feel more free, or you may feel more happy, or you feel like if you have reached that business goal, you will be able to invite in your soulmate. Whatever that is for you, I want you to shortcut the whole process, because I always say there's no shortcuts besides for the one. And the one shortcut that I always love speaking about is it's kind of built on the premise of success leaves clues. It's also built on the concept that when we want to achieve something, whatever that is, whether that is just a healthy body or whether that's a big business or whether that's your soulmate, can you ask yourself the question of, well, what do I believe I am going to emotionally experience? And say that's happiness or joy or freedom or whatever the case is. And then ask yourself this, what can I do today? What little thing can I be today or do today that might give me a little glimpse of that? So whether it's freedom, perhaps that is just going outside today and stepping away from your desk and stepping away from the to-do list and just going outside into nature barefoot and enjoying that little sense of freedom. Because a lot of the times, the emotions that we want to bring into our life, we can experience right now in our life. And we put so much pressure on ourselves that we will only experience those emotions if we accomplish said goal, if we accomplish the massive goal. And that is only coming from the narrative of where the modern day world is right now. The modern day world has told us for decades that we can only be happy if we've accomplished these massive goals, and that these massive goals are the size of the Forbes top 10. It's the size of the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world and the Jeff Bezos and the Oprah Winfrey. And that is not correct. We are going to land ourselves in a space of lack if we keep comparing ourselves to people that have ginormous bank accounts or huge companies. I've worked with a lot of people that have millions and millions and millions, if not billions of dollars. And I can tell you, the same people that have all that money have the exact same chance of being unhappy. They have the exact same chance of being unhappy. Actually, they have bigger problems. Actually, they tend to be less happy. They tend to be less fulfilled. And they realize this later in life when they realize that the chase that they have been privy to, the chase that they have been landing themselves within, is only to attain something that actually doesn't bring them fulfillment. Tony Robbins detailed the story once when he was young. I think he was like 27, 28. He really wants to buy an island. And he was hopping from here to here to here. And he wants to buy a piece of land on an island. And he eventually landed up in Fiji. And he was racing. He only had 4 days. And he was racing to see property after property after property. And eventually he slowed down for a couple minutes. As you know, the man, he is vivacious, full of energy. Slowed down a couple of minutes and to jump in the ocean. And as he jumped in the ocean, he grounded. And jumping in the ocean, as a side note, you know from me, is one of my favorite practices. And he jumped into the ocean and instantly he grounded and he realized, oh wow, this is what I want. I want this. And anyway, he knew he was on a schedule and he was going to be late, and well, late in inverted commas. And he jumped out of the ocean, and there was this local man on the beach and sitting there, and he asked the local man, what's the time? And he said, it's now. He says, what's the time? And he said, it's today. And Tony had never had anyone say this to him, and he's like, oh, I'm in a rush, I need to know the time. And this Fijian turned around to him to say, all you modern day people, all you Western people always want to know what the time is, and you're always on a rush, and you're always wanting to accomplish things. And he's like, why? And he's like, well, for this instance, I want to buy a property here so that I can have a place to come and I can sit on the beach. And he said to him, well, you can sit on the beach now. And that changed his whole perspective. And that when I heard that, it changed my whole perspective, because that's really where it's at. He was rushing and pushing himself and stressing himself in order to buy a big property, which he does own now in Fiji, a big resort, and he employs many people. But that's besides the point. He wants to own that property so he could sit on the beach when he could just sit on that beach now. And so many of us have that figurative beach that we can sit on right now and experience that emotion. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. In any strategy setting session that I have with any individual clients, whether that's a business person or just a person that is focusing on elevating their emotions, when you can put yourself in the energy of the now, of the present moment, when you can put yourself into that energy space and sit on your figurative beach, when you can sit on that beach in your mind's eye, whether that's a park, whether that's your lounge, whether that's with your partner, without a phone, whatever that is, you've got the opportunity to sit in that space right now and experience that emotion that you are so after. You see, it's your conscious mind telling you you want that big business, but it's your unconscious mind saying, I need that emotion that I believe I'm going to experience when I have that big business. But ask yourself again, where can you experience that emotion of love, joy, fulfillment, happiness? Because really, those are the emotions that we want. Really, those are the emotions that we want to embody. And ask yourself, where can you experience those emotions now? and set yourself that as the task. Because when you sit in those emotions, when you sit in those desired states of being, what happens is the side effect becomes the money, the side effect becomes the big business, the side effect becomes the amazing tribe and community, the side effect becomes those goals that you're chasing. You see what I mean? We're reverse engineering this. And that's the beauty about life. We get to just change it up. If we keep experiencing the same results, and that might be frustration, or that might be a lack of money flowing into our bank account, or that might be not growing the business to where you want to, perhaps it's because we're taking the same action over and over and over. Perhaps it's because we're taking the same actions. And that's the definition of insanity. If you want a different result, you need to take different actions. If you want different actions, you need to be thinking differently. Different thoughts, different ideas. So, grand rising, my fellow beings, I'm coming to you from the beautiful, beautiful desert of Dubai. And I'm sending this message out to you with love. And I hope that you send this message out to the next person with love. Because the only way we can experience this grand rising in this current world that we find ourselves in is to pass on the messages that hit you deep onto the next person so that it may hit them deep, and that they can pass it on to the next person so that it may hit them deep, and we can have this ripple effect, this domino effect of waking up our society to the present genius, to the present miracles that we find ourselves in right now. Peace and love.